It's the Flophouse Movie Minute. So, Elliot.
Yes.
There's big movie news.
There is, that they just announced, what, yesterday?
Yeah. And it's not the death of Michael Jackson, star of
Moonwalker.
Guys, I'm in the dark. What are we talking about?
Well, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, a.k.a. We Hate Movies, has announced... I'm just kidding. They're an industry group that wants to make money. That has announced they're going to expand the Best Picture category from 5 nominees, which it is now, to 10 nominees, which it was in the 30s and up to the early 40s.
Oh, I didn't know this historical
background. Yeah, when the Oscars started, I actually don't know that there was a limit on how many Best Picture nominees there could be. So you would have these long lists, and like 1939, there were something like 10 nominees, and most of them were great movies. The problem is now, Hollywood doesn't make that many great movies anymore.
Right.
So the question is, this could go either good or bad.
It'll 5 nominees to 10 nominees, means that...
Still just one winner.
Transformers 2, The Revenge of the Fallen, has now doubled its chances to be a Best Picture nominee.
Here's the thing.
Absolutely.
The reason they did it is so that...
Can the same movie be nominated twice?
No. The reason they did it is so that the studios can now... There are now more movies that they can promote by saying nominated for Best Picture. But the thing is, are they going to use these extra slots to shovel in more crap? Or are they going to use it to recognize movies that normally get shut out of Best Picture? Smaller movies, comedies, stuff like last year, like WALL-E or Dark Knight. Like the main reason they've done this seems to have been Dark Knight, among other things. That it was this big movie that was a huge success.
Critically
as well as financially. It wasn't nominated for Best Picture. There were no, like, I guess the biggest hit that was nominated for Best Picture was maybe Slumdog Millionaire. But yeah. Even that was not a Dark Knight-sized hit. And they want to bring in people...
Wait, really?
Yes, really. They want to bring...
I don't see that many Slumdog Millionaire t-shirts.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
They want to bring in more viewers, so the thought is always... If we have more audience-friendly films nominated, more people will watch. Which makes it sad that, like, Frost Nixon or Benjamin Button or, you know, these other movies or The Reader, like, really mediocre, not great movies, are not audience-friendly enough. Like, there's this huge chasm between... great movies and
yeah, you have to wonder whether this is just going to mean that there will be 5 more mediocre, middle-brow
or
Oscar bait films that are nominated,
or huge action movies that people like. The thing, what I was,
I would not be averse to there being a couple huge action films
if they were
nominated.
Good movies.
Yeah, exactly. If they're good movies,
that's like the upcoming G.I. Joe: Rise of Cobra.
No,
films.
Here's the thing. Like, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, and I said it was like when multiplexes first came in, and the idea was, if we've got 12 screens, we can show the 4 big Hollywood blockbusters, but then we can show like 4 or 5 smaller movies. We can show foreign films. Now that we've got all these screens, we can show more movies.
Yeah, and that's why when the multiplexes come out, there was such an explosion of film love with independent films and foreign films sweeping the nation.
But what's happened now is you've got 12 screens, 5 of them are Transformers. You know, 4 of them are going to be G.I. Joe, and then 3 will be like the romantic comedies that girls want to see.
Elliot.
They have trailers for Thundercats before them.
Just over and over again.
Megan Fox's sex appeal is so big, it needs 5 screens to contain it.
I do not like her, but I guess so. She seems like a sex robot that was just like, we've created the perfect woman using science. It's like, yeah, but she seems inhuman, and the things she says seem like calculated to attract a certain type of guy to see her movies. When she's like, yeah, I love to drink beer and watch sports, and also I'm a bisexual.
Yeah.
Come see my movie. La, 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 you know.
Oh, you read her Maxim interview, huh?
Of course I did. We had it at work.
Yeah, that's
come
worse.
On.
Stewart seems to be, you know, really considering the advantages of a sex robot right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
I don't have to strangle her afterwards.
What?
So
Jesus
I guess
Christ.
It's really horrifying.
That's the worst.
Then cut her hands and feet off.
Of the many,
trunk somewhere.
Of the many horrible things that you've said.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Anyway, so so this Best Picture thing could go either way is what I'm saying. If it means that WALL-E could have been nominated for Best Picture last year,
good.
Then it's a good thing. But if it means that, like... Cinderella Man was nominated for Best Picture the year it came out, that's a bad thing, you know? But what it also means is...
Or Body of Lies, or...
Yeah, Body of Lies, or like...
Or Body of Evidence.
Syriana. Was that nominated for Best Picture? I don't think so, right? which I'm watching right now and is really not that good.
No, it really isn't.
But it also means that a movie will need fewer votes to be named Best Picture. So it's possible that a movie that isn't like Slumdog Millionaire, a very easy choice because, you feel good afterwards. And, it's a crazy place, Mumbai.
All the dancing at the end.
There's dancing, and it's so colorful. Like, that might not be the easy ticket to Best Picture done than it once was.
Yeah. More films like Teen Wolf can make it onto the ballot.
Oh, yeah, which they're going to remake.
Yeah.
They're working on that. Boom. They're remaking all the movies that I watched as a child or like.
Yeah. Videodrome and Teen Wolf.
Videodrome, Teen Wolf, Bride of Frankenstein, they announced they're going to remake.
4th of July weekend.
And the guy who they hired to write and direct Bride of Frankenstein, or at least write it, the man behind The Illusionist. Oh, good.
Okay, let's wrap this up. I don't want to be sad all night.
Sorry. Well, do you guys have any thoughts about this? I feel like I did most of the talking.
I'm just sad that the next time I go to a fucking Oscar party, I'm going to have to sit through 10 fucking little, like...
Oh, yeah.
Shenanigans about fucking movies that mostly aren't that interesting.
The Vietnam War was a time that tested America's unity.
Yep.
Men in Green tells the story of these men, you know, like...
Mel Gibson brings to life what it's like to be a Vietnam War veteran.
Now it'll be like, in the future, man is on the run. Terminator Salvation tells the tale of John Connor, you know, that kind of stuff.
Ron Howard's unique vision of both angels and demons battling using lasers and flying cars.
Whoa, your version of angels and demons is way more exciting than
the real one is like, Ron Howard takes his ongoing experiments in mediocrity to a new level.
Imagine taking a thriller and removing all the thrills.
Angels and Demons. Rated R.
So,
starring Pauly Shore.
So that new Pauly Shore picture is looking pretty good.